In this segment, you know, we all know that mass production, the assembly line, the Model T revolutionized the auto industry. Can that same concept be applied to the housing industry? Our next guest is introducing the factory-made model to high-end housing and looking to streamline the process of building a home. Bill Haney is co-founder, president, and CEO of Blue Homes. That's BLU Homes. And he joins us now to talk about his company and how he's trying to innovate in the home building industry.
Blue Homes builds beautiful, elegant, environmentally friendly, healthy homes of unusual quality in a factory in just outside San Francisco, California. They are completed almost entirely in the factory. That means the appliances are installed, the cabinets, the toilets, the windows and doors. They fold up like a piece of origami. They ship around the United States. They're put up on site in a day and finished in weeks.
You know, when we challenge our engineers, our designers, to come up with a great product, you know, houses have to be structurally sound. They have to be waterproof. They have to be windproof, secure to break-ins, attractive. The plumbing, the electrical, the heating, ventilation, air conditioning all have to work well. And now you're telling your engineers, yeah, wait a sec, that's not enough. You've also got to think about the environmental impact. How do you do that? How do you help them with that?
I think that they find it inspiring. You know, so the first thing is that you hire people who find it significant challenge inspiring. And the second thing is that, you know, you try to work collaboratively and listen respectfully to one another to find some equipoise between these two things, or a set of things, because, you know, it's a little like quality, safety, and price in cars. And green, of course, you know, among other things, finding a balance between green and beautiful is a challenge, because the greenest home is underground with no windows. But nobody wants to live in that. And so for us, you know, the design starts with something that's going to be beautiful to live in for the homeowners. High ceilings, walls of glass, a design for indoor-outdoor living in a way, you know, you can quickly see if you look at one of our houses.
I haven't built a house, but we redid the kitchen and as well some other rooms in our house when we first moved into our house in Philadelphia here. And I consider the project a success because I'm still married to my wife. but a lot of the delay was waiting for the people from the city of Philadelphia to do their inspections and approvals. You're trying to change not just, you know, a few contractors, but also the regulatory system that it's embedded in. How do you do that?
Well, first we take advantage of the natural speed and economics of building a factory, a house of unusually high quality in a factory. So that means that, you know, for me right now, if I build a high end, you know, a really beautiful net zero house in my factory, it's going to take me 25 days. So that's the first piece. I save a lot of time on this. The second piece is that there are national building standards, and the national building standards are enforced by the states with inspectors who live in my factory. So that means many of the inspections that you would be facing in Philadelphia for electrical or plumbing or structural or HVAC systems or other MEPs would all be done in my factory. And so I won't send my house to you without those things being complete. Now, it's true that we, like you in some sense, and, you know, many of your listeners, are in partnership with the government. And, you know, we find it lots of places in our day. And, you know, if the government goes slower, you know, than you would like, whether it's getting your driver's license or your building permit, that is a challenge for us. And we are not able, as a general rule, to do local permitting faster, i.e., you know, this is where you have permission to build on your piece of land. We do it all day, every day, and we do it in 30 states. So we have a little more experience than a family who's doing it for the first time. And we usually know the codes and the rules, and we supply the documentation in a way that local officials find appealing and clear. But we are in partnership with the government, and sometimes that does cause a slowdown. But our level of control is much higher, and the places that we need approval much smaller. So as a general notion, we're much, much faster.